Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, man, we kind of caught it in the middle of the week here, but it is Weasel Wednesday. It's the 28th day of December, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6, then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's actually a warm for a winter day. I guess the days are getting longer. We can look forward to something in the future. Anyways, let's see what we have on the itinerary here.
Was your ears burning yesterday?
Why, were you talking about me?
Yeah, I had a show without you.
Oh, did you really? I don't care. It's all right. I'm glad.
We all had a good conversation. Katie mostly was on there.
Outstanding, man. That is cool. I'm glad to hear that. Anyways, let's see what we have here. Showboating, hot dogging, grandstanding, Mean Gene. What can it mean? We're going to find out as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Showboating, hot dogging, grandstanding, and Mean Gene. What do these things have in common? You know, I made myself not look at any news for the whole weekend, you know, clear up until, well, this morning. I just tried to, you know, get away from it and maybe have a fresh perspective when I looked at it again. And so this morning I turned it on, and man, I'll tell you, what's going on here? This is, I mean, it's professional wrestling. That is what your government has turned into. It is professional wrestling. And you look, I mean, right as I'm thinking this, I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing these different people stepping up and, you know, these different, it's like, I never really was into any kind of wrestling that my kids watched it. But I mean, these people, you know, like, they're going to get you, or I'm going to get you, brother, and all this shit. And they're always going to, somebody's going to get somebody, you know, and you'll see it carried out onto the internet, you know, with there all these indictments for Hillary, and it's coming down. And, you know, it's like the weekly event is an investigation in Congress. And, you know, they come out and they flip and they clothesline and they body slam and they pull punches. And in the end, one person's laying there pretending that their ass is whooped and the other person's dancing around the ring and nobody is hurt and nothing occurs. And a lot of money is made, very much like, well, professional wrestling. Am I missing something here? And the big events where you pay the toll to get in because you want to see this ridiculous shit. These are the elections. Tell me where I'm missing this. I mean, it has nothing to do with reality. It has nothing to do with the reality in our people's lives. But I look back on that wrestling thing. I mean, it's like it was for children. I mean, by the time you were like third or fourth grade, you got to be seeing that this isn't real. But, you know, when I was looking at this stuff, I got one of my sons showed me this. And so I put it up this morning. I called it a Trump. What was it here? Trump. No, was it where here? A voter or something here. An American voter speaks out. And this is one of the. This is real. Listen to this guy. This is goddamn real. He's talking about this professional wrestling. This is a grown man. You wonder how people across this nation can be wrapped up in this phony production, this bullshit. Well, here you go.
Next question, Jeff. Where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I mean,
and this is what you're looking at. This is the people you show them. Evidence. Concrete, factual, documented evidence. And they said, it's still real to me. And we're living with these people's decisions, these people's acquiescing to this bullshit. My God, we need to clean this country out just from the stupid people. Anyways, I had to bring that up, man. I mean, because that's what I see. It is. You think about it. There's going to get Hillary. Look at them chanting at during the election cycle. You know, jailer, jailer, jailer. And, you know, it's all just show. There's nothing to it. No amnesty. I'm going to deport every one of them. I'm telling you, brother. Bullshit. But trillions of dollars are going. Our goddamn nation's being flushed down the toilet and people are being entertained, I suppose.
Public school, groupthink.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but like I said, this is it's a cartoon situation at best, this wrestling thing. And for somebody, an adult, that guy that was crying there, that's a grown man, supposedly. This is the mentality. Sorry, go ahead.
What was he crying about?
Oh, he was addressing the wrestlers. You know, how you've done your bodies, and just, I still believe it.
Yeah, he got emotional.
Yes, he did.
He got emotional about it. He really did. About fake wrestling. I was just thinking about that Clem here, and that clown, I'm looking at him, because the guy wear glasses. And he's a chubby old guy, and I mean, you know, he's a clown, man.
Oh my
but that's
God.
How most Americans are these days, man. No real man, no backbone, man. And, you know, I've got to the point where, man, it's like, I'm so frustrated now, man, too. It's like, I don't even want to talk to people about it. If you're not a true patriot, don't talk to me. I'm ready to blow your brains out. And that's I really got to that point now, man. I really have.
That's what I'm, you know, that was the point I was heading to, is the frustration. I mean, I am so goddamn frustrated. I'm frustrated because
me too.
Because this guy here, we'll listen to this one more time and just listen. This is who we're trying to talk to. This is the people going out and goddamn voting. Let's listen to him again.
Next question, Jeff, where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it! I mean, thank you.
Take it easy, man.
Thank y'all, guys. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these.
Well, thank you.
This is who we're trying to goddamn talk to.
You can't talk to them.
No, sir, you can't. They need to be taken out behind the shed and a goddamn bullet put in their head. They're that dangerous. Stupidity, with the power that an American can wield, that stupidity is dangerous. Look what they've done to us. Man, I don't know what to say. But like I said, the frustration, man, I feel it. And that's why. How in the hell do you get through to somebody like that?
Part about it is a lot of people in this country are like that.
Well, yeah, it's so. I said, you know, this is dribbled into. The reason I know this is so, like I said, when I was thinking about this morning, I'm looking at the television and I'm watching this and I'm seeing this. And I swear this is the truth. As I'm thinking this in my mind, this is that wrestling thing. Because my boys have been bringing it up. You know, like where you work and all this stuff, where you come together for these meetings where you're, you know, trying to get enthusiasm and all this weird shit that they got going on right down to the grassroots level. And I'm thinking this in my mind, this is what's going on. And I'll be goddamned if that right pops on there right there. Here's Trump outside the goddamn ring. And that one where he cuts the guy's hair off and he's down on the floor. And I'm, yeah, this is it. This is how they sold the goddamn American people on this bullshit. Like they sold wrestling. Henry, yeah, go ahead.
I heard on a podcast today that The Rock is running in 2024.
Well, you know, in Idiocracy, I think it's a professional wrestler that's president. Am I missing something here? I mean, it's turned into a documentary. This is Idiocracy. I mean, how in the hell? Well, you know, I'm looking at this article. World's wealthiest became $1 trillion richer in 2017. Wow, these bozos are out there just, I guess, playing professional wrestling. Even the elections have come down to it. Look at how that whole election went. You know, with little Marco and his, all these goofy shit. It is, people. He told them, I could sell. Look at what the American people, I mean, a billion-dollar industry, this bullshit of all bullshit, the most worthless, non-productive thing that you could freaking imagine. And people gulped it up. They're still gulping it up. Like I said, my sons, two of them have taken, they have this one that you know, they make, it's funny if you could stand back and it wasn't affecting our lives the way it is. But you know, like I said, you know, with these pep meetings or whatever the shit it is, you know, where you just don't go to work and do your goddamn job. We got to have these meetings and everybody's, and so what did they do? They had this damn piece they cut out of Randy Savage. And that's where these, you know, the showboat and stuff comes up from. And then they go around the room, you know, just to show that, I guess it would shock people into reality, maybe going around to your showboating, you know, and pointing at the other guys and just make a big joke out of it because it is a fucking joke. But this is the meetings and stuff that they're putting together with this communism bullshit, that's real. I mean, we're going to get together and have these enthusiasm meetings and bullshit. Hey, how about everybody shows up for work early and get something goddamn done? You know what I'm saying?
Jokes on us.
Pardon?
Folks on us, Henry.
Yeah, it is, and it ain't funny. But, you know, like
hey,
I said.
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Hey, you know what? I mean, if people can't really, this is what really makes me upset. It doesn't matter who in office. Nothing changes. The only thing that changes is that we lose more and more of our rights, more and more of our freedoms. If people can't see, people don't realize it. Obama was in there for 8 years. Did anything change? No, everything got worse. Trump is going to be in there. And is anything going to change? No, it's going to get worse. And people fail to realize the blatant evidence that is in their face.
They just don't think.
That's what really makes me upset.
Oh, absolutely. They just don't think. They can't be thinking. You
know, it's right there in their face.
Well, yeah, you look at this, you know, this $3.2 trillion, this tax thing that just went down. Now, it's just right there. They'll tell you. They're sheepish. I mean, it's hard for them to look at you in the face while they're doing this if you take a little notice to them, to what they're saying. 86% of that goes to the people who have made these same son of a bitches I'm about to talk about here that have made record profits since the people by the tens of thousands, 100,000 people, 1 million people, then 2 million, then 10 million businesses across the country shutting down while these son of a bitches made record profits and they did the fraud. And then they come back. I mean, they had that Mitt Romney thing back there, you know, ran against Obama. And I mean, that was, I'm looking at this, I go, this is beyond ridiculous. Like anybody would vote for that son of a bitch, Bain Capital. I mean, they're one of the biggest companies that was shipping our companies out of this goddamn country that we're paying to. And I'm just like, how could you ever sell that to anybody? Well, Donald Trump, that's how. World Federation Wrestling, that's how. That's how you sell it. Yes, exactly, man. I mean, people, like I said, every week, you look at them, like on the sites and stuff, and you watch, the comments, the shit that goes on right on our own site. And it's, you know, these people, you know, all the stories come up. Oh, and they got 40 indictments against Hillary. She's going down. Jail Hillary. Jail Hillary. I mean, it's like these little things with the Mean Gene guy. You know, the reporters go in there and act with that serious face, like this really means something. That it ain't just a goddamn production, which it is. And you see, and then you bring up things like the fact that he said he was going to remove every illegal alien. Every one of them had all these big boasts and shit. Oh yeah, he's just boasting, don't you know? That's what road wrestling's all about. And you get mad at the other person. And then this week, you know, yeah, like I said, you have your congressional hearings. Oh, Hillary took a beat, and man, she was slammed against the ropes, body slammed over the knee of the Hulkster and down on the ground in the Trumpster. And the Trumpster cut her hair and everything, and she's up and good. And then she's up and running her mouth next week. And the next week, she's going, oh, boom, down. The Trumpster's down. And she's kicking. I mean, what the hell am I missing here? This is freaking insanity, people. This is how our nation state is being run. And little Kim, you know, the rocket boy. I mean, listen to the shit that they're saying. This is goddamn, this is fantasy wrestling shit. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, world's wealthiest became $1 trillion richer in 2017. They haven't got the $3.2 trillion yet for this year. These are the people who broke this country in 2008. These are the people that, when it happened, the people were out there pitchforks and shit, and they got away with it. It just got swept under the carpet. About $20 trillion worth of theft just got, well, yeah. But goddamn, you don't pay $50 in taxes, man. They'll send a SWAT team after your ass. Are you, I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. How do you communicate with brain dead people? I mean, I don't mean you guys. I mean, we're talking here. I know there's a lot of people that do understand and a lot of smart people. But the thing is, these people have been elevated. These are the people that get on TV. These are the people out in front that you can parrot. And they don't even parrot the slogans in the buzzwords very good anymore, if you've noticed. It's just, make great America. Yeah, that thing. I mean, that's all it is. And what the hell is wrestling? This phony wrestling shit. All these boasts and slogans and one world order guys are going to get the bad guys and the bad guys are going to get the good guys and all this horse shit. Has nothing to do with you and me, but by God, this does. And you know, these people who will make sure that they pay their $40 to see the next bizarre round of this psychotic shit, don't even know this is going on, won't even acknowledge it. They don't want it in their world. They got to think about their wrestling, man. World's wealthiest became $1 trillion richer in 2017. This is from Bloomberg. The richest people on earth became $1 trillion richer in 2017, more than four times last year's gain. And that was, it was imperative that we gave them this big tax breaks, don't you know, people? Because then we could have some jobs. You know, that's another thing. Jobs, they throw that jobs, you know, jobs thing. Jobs and job thing. Just say that jobs thing when you're doing this shit. Hand that rich man $1 trillion and say jobs, yeah. The richest people on earth became $1 trillion richer in 2017, more than four times last year's gain. As stock markets shrugged off economic, social, and political divisions to reach record highs. Now, you see those numbers changing on that stock market. That is not creating goddamn product. That is not creating real wealth. That is just goddamn people. I don't even know what it is. Do you really? I mean, these guys, well, let's see. The 23% increase on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, a daily ranking of the world's 500 richest people, compares with an almost 20% increase for both the MSCI World Index and Standard & Poor's 500 Index. Amazon.com Incorporated founder Jeff Bezos added the most in 2017. This is one person. A $34.2 billion gain. We wonder why we don't have anything? Why the people who own this country, where is your wealth going? And what makes this son of a bitch, what could he possibly do that's worth $32 billion? One man. Think about it, people. This is a goddamn shell game. Let's not miss a couple of billion here. $34.2 billion gain that knocked Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates out of his spot as the world's richest person in October. Gates, 62, had held the spot since May 2013 and has been donating much of his fortune to charity, including $4.6 billion pledge he made to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for, oh, that's right, population destruction. So what they're trying to say is, well, yeah, you know, some people are just going to make a quadzillion dollars and some people are going to make four. Some people are going to get billions of dollars in tax breaks. Some people are going to get 100. And this is just the way it is, guys. You see that son of a bitch sitting up there making phone calls and writing checks on a piece of paper? He's worth $34.2 billion a year. You try to sell that to me. I cannot believe that the people of this country stand for this shit. And then you see, this is what they have done. They put their communists in these key positions in corporate world, and they've showered them with the billions so that they can use that wealth that is our wealth that has been fucking stole from us and use that wealth, well, for that population reduction. You know, get those Georgia Guidestones, get those numbers going for them. So these people here you talk about the Bill of Rights and the fact that we're all supposed to be equal in say. Do you talk about something that is an affront to that? $34.62 billion? I think that person, on an international scale, they're manipulating the world internationally, these piss-pot little pricks like goddamn Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. They should be taken out, not even hung. Man, I'm telling you, cut to pieces. Starting alive, we'd feed them a good meal and start with a pair of fucking fingernail clippers and cut them until they die. With fingernail clippers. That's what they deserve. To think that anybody should have this kind of wealth for doing what these pricks do. And nobody should have, a country shouldn't have that kind of goddamn wealth. Our government shouldn't need that much goddamn wealth to run. You wonder why people live in squalor? You wonder how, you know, when the communists find, you know, after people have been ground down into the earth with this shit far enough, then the communists come in and go, oh, there's only one way thing to do. You have to accept communism. We're going to take it back from the man. We got to, the goddamn capitalists. We got to get these capitalists and look what they're doing. And it's a hard argument to go against unless you got something like the Bill of Rights. Because you couldn't say $34.2 billion for making some goddamn phone calls. I think there's some kind of manipulation of wealth going on here. Because I promise you, those people are creating no product that's worth $34.2 billion. Go ahead, Dion.
You know, another group that's making the billions is going around the world killing people is the military industrial complex.
Oh, hell yes.
Those jackasses make millions and billions every day of all these phony, false wars.
The thing is, though, you know, these guys, the industrial war complex, I mean, sick as it is, at least they produce something. They produce bombs, and they produce death on a grand scale. These son of a bitches, people die because of them, make no mistake. It's like, you know, their sterilization programs and their poisoning of our food and shit that these bastards like Bill Gates are doing. And like, these guys, tell me what they do. Tell me what it makes them so goddamn valuable that there ain't tens of millions of people that could do what they're doing better than they could. It was just they were placed there because, well, the secret societies, you think so? You think that Bill Gates is just some kind of just like Einstein, I'm going to say Einstein, he just stole people's goddamn patents. Is some kind of a genius? He's not. What the hell was his name? Thomas Edison. I mean, he goes down in history as just genius. I mean, you're taught this as a kid, and then you go to find out what he really was good at is stealing other people's shit, their patents and stuff. And I got to believe, you know, it's like I talk about, you know, my boys working for these pricks. And, you know, this guy here, he can get a whole bunch of money, and then he can pay you to use your mind to build this program, and he gets $34.2 billion because he can borrow fucking money from his Jew brothers. That's why got it. Go ahead, sorry.
Edison really stole a lot of stuff from Nikola Tesla.
Oh, hell yes. And a lot of other people. I mean, you go back and research what was really going on. He was just the Jew with the money, just like this son of a bitch Gates. They go and they exploit other people because, you know, you might have the best. You might have had better ideas than Microsoft or any of this shit. But hey, you know what? It takes, you have to have the money to get the license, to get the, to put together the company and all this horse shit before you can even take step one. And if you can't do that, no matter how fucking smart you are. Bill Gates, I don't have to believe for a minute that son of a bitch is smarter than anybody. He just is connected. And that's what when you get a country that comes down to connections instead of aptitude and intelligence, this is what you end up with is what we got here. You know what you end up with, people? I'm going to tell you what you end up with.
Next question, Jeff, where are you? Right there.
Yeah.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I mean, thank you.
Take it easy, man.
Thank y'all, guys. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these.
Well, thank you.
Hmm. I don't know what to tell you guys. But you people live in the real world. You understand it. The people with the aptitude that do the people who actually do the work, and this is how the communists will come in and do it to you too. This is what they'll say to you. You people are the idea people. These are your ideas. This is your work. This son of a bitch, because he has control of currency, he's making billions while you make hundreds. You should go to communism, where each to his ability and each to his need. No, and then, you know, and this is what they've done in country after country, because this is what the capitalists are all about, is horse shit like this. But then when they never met up with anything like the Bill of Rights before, because you know what? Communism is a sewer. It is the sludge at the bottom of a pond. The Bill of Rights is, you know, a bright sunny day. It's true freedom and liberty. It's not having to suck the ass of a committee or some son of a bitch like Bill Gates. When you earn something under our Bill of Rights, when you create something, it belongs to you. And you know, it's been throughout history. I mean, from everything, you know, like the internal combustion motor to just anything you can think of. A poor guy, I mean, there's a movie, it's called, Harley and the Davidsons or something like that. I'll have Lori get the thing. But you watch that movie and you'll see what I'm talking about here, and you'll understand why this prick Bill Gates and this guy Bezos has all this money. It ain't because they are smart or they have aptitude. They just have control over currency. Mammon rules this country. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Red, white, and blue.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit the donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1234 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Creedence Clearwater Revival with Fortunate Son. And boy, ain't that, doesn't that tell the tale? That's, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. You got to wonder what Bill Gates in the real world would be, or Donald Trump. These people worship this wealth that was handed to them. You know, you didn't create nothing out of nothing. You used people. And the more you use people, the bigger chunk you get. Amazon.com Incorporated founder Jeff Bezos added had $34.2 million. All right, where were we here? Okay, and has been donating much to charity, including $4.6 billion to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for killing the population off. Bezos, whose net worth topped $100 billion. Think about that. That is re-fucking-diculous. That's why nobody has anything. They have made sure they knew this wealth would come from this nation. And for it to be concentrated in the hands of the people, I mean, like for our resources, they just think they could have no control over us. This is why it had to be concentrated in the hands of a few that were their few. And how did they do it? Through the monetary system. I don't care how great. Watch the movie Tucker. That's another one. And I mean, this isn't something that we haven't known all along. Harley and the Davidsons and Tucker. Watch those two. Those are true stories. And it shows you exactly how, you know, it's, well, you just didn't succeed. No, you son of a bitch. It isn't that people didn't succeed. It's just that only some people can succeed, and you got to be the member of one of those secret societies. You got to be, you know, a high mason or a member of the dirty church. You got to have backing because the currency decides what can happen in this country. You could have the best idea in the world. I mean, we know that there were perpetual motion machines, I mean, and motors that run on water. And the patents were grabbed and stuffed in a vault. You ain't going to come out with that. And that movie Tucker kind of explains that angle of it. You could create something for eternal life. They'd kill you and take the secret for themselves and hide it and hell with the rest of the world, and you'd never see a penny for it. And people worship him for it. That's what disgusts the hell out of me. George Soros also gave away a substantial part of his fortune, revealing in October that his family office had given $18 billion. $18 billion. You see, that's money that should have been in the hands of our people that would have made our people strong. Instead, it's going into the hands of communists. This is what I mean, where the money is routed. They don't give a shit. We're just a slave population to them and just how to manipulate and control. That's all it's about. To his Open Society Foundation, international communism, that, you know, that money's been spent burning down our goddamn towns and our own streets. And, well, George Soros did it. So, well, you know, he's WWB. So, WWF or whatever the hell it is. He's a big player. He's Hulk Hogan. You can't touch him. Open Society Foundation over the past several years dropping the billionaire investment to number 195 on Bloomberg ranking with his net worth only at $8 billion. $8 billion, all that poor man's got. By the end of trading Tuesday, December 26th, the 500 billionaires controlled $5.3 trillion, up from $4.4 trillion on December 27th, 2016. It's part of the second most robust and second largest bull market, and bull is it, dude. It's bullshit. It's just them playing with numbers in a computer and said, well, we just got that money. That's ours. Yes. Yeah, John. Okay, yeah, that's ours. Think about it, people. And the only real wealth is the resources and the products produced from them. Water and air and food. That's it. In real wealth. It's part of the second most robust, second largest bull market in history, said Mike Ryan, chief investment officer for the Americas at UBS. Wealth management on December 18th. Of all the guidance we gave people over the course of this year, the most important advice was staying invested. Money making money is not creating product, is not creating real wealth. It's how you steal real wealth. And that's just a goddamn, that's logic. You didn't create shit. Yet you have, I mean, what did you do? You had a connection so that somebody could type the right numbers into the computer so that a building could be put in place, and then you could take some people who had great ideas and pay them a goddamn pissant wage. They don't get even a tiny 0.0001% of what they created, and you get it all because, well, just who you are. And until we end that, there ain't going to be, I mean, shit, you might as well just get into wrestling is all I can figure. Disney resorts add new security policies, remove do not disturb signs from rooms. And this is, I mean, here's what they're doing with this money and what they're working towards. This is from Fox News. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Disney has started updating the security policies of several of its resorts in Walt Disney World. Guests staying at one of the three monorail hotels, the Grand Floridian, Polynesian, and Contemporary Resorts near the Magic Kingdom have already experienced the tighter security policies. Which include the removal of the Do Not Disturb sign on the door. The markers have been swapped out for room occupied signs that will alert maintenance and staff that guests are currently in the room, but will not stop Disney staff from coming in. Man, I'll tell you what, people. You rent a room, you rent a campsite, anything that, where you occupy, it takes, you're supposed to have your compulsory due process. You can't just come into a goddamn room I have rented. It's mine for the duration of the rent. The sign accompanies another new policy that requires Disney employees to enter each room, each hotel room, at least once a day to go through your shit and see what you're up to ensure the safety and security of guests, because it's all about safety and security. Fuck that fourth article. We don't need it. That won't keep us safe, will it? Walt Disney World News Today reports, under the old rules, employees would pass by rooms marked with Do Not Disturb sign. However, now Disney says the hotel and its staff reserve the right to enter your room. You reserve the right, you private son of a bitch, that are operating under a license issued by the state of Florida, that operates under the, that is incorporated under the Constitution. You reserve the right to come in without warrant and search my fucking room. You think so? This is what they're saying, people. Let's look at the fourth article. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, and that would be motel rooms too. Papers and effects. That'd be the shit, your papers and your effects in that motel room. Against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath affirmation. That means two affidavits attached with a goddamn warrant in your hand before you can walk in that room. But you know what? They're reserving the right. See? Wait a minute. Can they reserve? Can they really reserve it? Let's see if they can reserve that right. But seeing how they're incorporated under the state of Florida, had to grant them a license. And the state of Florida is bound by the Constitution that it is incorporated under. Let's see if they can reserve the right to violate your fourth article. Let's see here. The ninth article says, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that would be authorities, shall not be construed, that be not be recognized as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. I mean, they spit on our Bill of Rights daily. Disney is some of the lowest pedophilic son of a bitches to ever breathe air. But they reserve the right to violate your second article right. And the thing is, the state of Florida should pull their frickin' license. Because they have to have, the state of Florida cannot issue a license that allows a violation of your Bill of Rights, people. See, and the state of Florida knows this. Disney knows this, but they're just saying, F you and your Bill of Rights. Goyim. Under the old rules, employees would pass. We did that. Enter your room. Where they were reserving a right. Reserve the right to enter your room for any purpose. Any purpose, including but not limited to performing maintenance and repairs, and checking on the safety and security of guests in their property. So they're going to go rifle through your property to see if it's secured. Well, actually, that's what makes it insecure, according to the fourth article, doesn't it? I mean, this is the state of Florida. Whoever signed their license needs to hang. Whoever wrote this policy needs to hang. Whoever implements this policy right down to the son of a bitch walking in the room needs to hang. People need to start blowing them right out the goddamn door. You are within your rights. They entered without warrant. More outrage. Oil hovering. I love this. Or oil hovering near 2.5 year, year high as investors remain bullish. Here's that bullish bullshit again. This is from RT, sent in by something. When they say bullish, that means the bullshit they're stealing from us with. U.S. crude benchmark, West Texas Intermediate, WTI, hit $60 per barrel for the first time since June 2015. The oil market is continuing its steady recovery since the price crashed 3 years ago. They just know the price did crash, and this next day just went, well, we're just going to undo that. Scribble that out. Yeah, this is the price. It doesn't matter. Supply and demand. Boy, they keep bringing that. All the years of growing up, and you see it. Oh, God, the demand's up, so goddamn supply's down. I got to pay more. Let's see here. There has been no significant news from the oil market, but investors have gradually pulled prices upward. They pulled them upward, people. That's what they did. They pulled them. And what they did is they took that pencil and they scribbled out that price and they put that price in on your goddamn oil they're pumping out of your ground. That's what you compete with your own goddamn resources for your own resources on an international market. Boy, these people in this government, boy, it's sure looking out for us. It's our government looking out for us, isn't it? Investors gradually pulled prices upward. Some analysts associate the surge with the general trend of strengthening of the market after the extension of the OPEC Plus agreement. Peter Trust analyst Ilya, I guess, Bugdanov, said in a statement he emailed to RT, Skirkrit. Boy, that's a tough one to say. Skirtrit. Okay. Get back here. I'm sorry. I lost my place there. I was just went crazy. Skirtrit. Vajahayakar. Director of Energy Consultancies, Terrifica, links the surge in oil prices to an explosion at a Libya pipeline. See, this is what, boy, don't you love this international excuses for stealing from you? We are pumping, I mean, we have gluts right now. Let's face it, people. They're lying right through their goddamn teeth and just taking it from you. What are you going to do? Not buy gas? Well, you're cheating us. Yeah, we're cheating the hell out of you. We're stealing, we're ripping, we're taking the money right out of your pockets. What are you going to do about it? Goyim. Crude spiked sharply in reaction to an explosion in the Libya pipeline, but the price spike came with light volumes as London was closed for Boxing Day, said Skirtrit, director of energy consultant Tifika, quoted by Reuters, the blast resulted in this 90,000 barrels per day loss of production for Libya. However, this volume is insignificant compared to overall OPEC. That's insignificant. Jesus, people. Data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the EIA, says the following. The global oversupply in 2015 oil markets gradually came into balance by 2016. No, it didn't. I mean, God damn it, I read this just a month or so ago. It's glutted. It's bloated. They're just saying, well, this is what we got to say and write that down there. Yeah, you give me that. Yeah, $3 a gallon. Yeah, right here, boy. And saw a slight supply deficit. Ooh, there's that supply and demand thing coming back on. Ooh, supply deficit in 2017. Get ready to pay more, resulting in a reduction of global fuel supplies. And hey, as we run on global fuel supplies, because we don't have no natural resources in our country, we can't make our own gas. So we have to do that global thing like the rest of the countries that don't have shit, right? At the same time, the U.S. oil production has surged over 16% since mid-2016, and it has. How do you get rid of a glut with a surge? Whoa, you're pumping it out the back door, aren't you? You lifted that ban on exporting crude, and you're pumping it all over to China to be manufactured into gasoline. Then the gasoline come back over here, and you have to pay for all that transportation and stuff. It's only right. This is the way it's going to go, and we're going to watch wrestling up until we just go and just hack their goddamn heads off. Resulting in a reduction of global fuel stockpiles. Whatever. Just throw some bullshit out there. Whatever. And tell us, well, that number, look at it on TV. It went up to 60. Well, you got to pay more. Well, why? Well, because the number is 60 now, you see. Oh. But that goddamn gas I'm buying, that was pumped out of the ground 5 years ago. What the hell are you talking about? 60 and now I got to do what? Oh, no, don't look at that. Oh, this is a current number thing. Thingadilly. Yeah, that. Just pay the $3 if you want gas. At the same time, the U.S. production has surged, oh man, and could soon reach 10 million barrels per day going out the back door, not manufactured in this country, coming back as a finished product that you can buy at a world market price. Aren't we lucky? Which can be a threat to the newly found balance on the market. Only Russia and Saudi Arabia produce more. Well, people, I don't know. You know, again, you know, frustration. You can sit here and be frustrated. I mean, this is all bullshit. You all know it's bullshit. Remember back when they told the price drop? No, they had just pumped so goddamn much they didn't have nowhere else to put it. Because the thing is to get all of our resources out of this ground before the people wake up and blow their goddamn heads off. I mean, that's why open up the Alaskan wilderness. Well, we got to now. There's a shortage, don't you see? You think so, huh? Let's see here. U.S. gas sales to China. Boom. As buyers seek to avoid pinch. What in the world could this mean? This is from Bloomberg. China's imports of liquefied natural gas from the United States. What? They're importing gas, but I thought they're going to come over here and pump their own gas out of our ground. I thought they'd paid like $3.2 trillion in phony tax cuts to the filthy rich and the internationalist 1% so that they could have Alaska. I think they sold Alaska, people. Jumped last month as the country snatched up a record volume of the fuel to meet surging demand for heating and industrial use. Shipments from the United States totaled 407,325 metric tons in November, up from nothing, zero, zip, zilch, nada, the same month a year earlier. Boy, they have sure tapped into our goddamn resources, haven't they? Did you guys get your, we're talking here, this is new business, this is new, your gas that's in your goddamn ground, this is going 400, did you guys got a check in the mail, right? You got a bunch of that money. It was, oh, that's right, we don't get none of that. We don't own nothing, we're just goddamn property. Slaves. October, placing one of the world's newest LNG sellers as the third biggest supplier to China behind Stalwarts, Australia. We got to be number one. Don't you guys want to be number one exporter of your raw materials to China? I mean, the way it was, if you think about it, what if we used all of our gas, our petroleum, you know, all of our resources to manufacture right here in our own country and within our own borders? And if these people wanted around the world wanted any of these things that only our goodies will make, then they would have to pay us for it. But then a little handful like the Bill Gateses and this other fella, they couldn't get the billions for just a few of them. It would have to come to all of us. And then all of us would have that magic mammon political power. And they couldn't control us. They couldn't rule our lives. They couldn't squish us. They couldn't rape little children and get away with it, could they? U.S. exports are ramping up rapidly. Up while China is the fastest growing importer. And we did tell you this. And, said Carrie Ann Shanks, a Singapore-based analyst at Wood Mackenzie's LTD. LNG trade between the two countries will continue to grow. Well, no, not trade, really. They sold them Alaska. They're coming over here. They're going to tap right into our goddamn resources right here on our soils, load it on their fucking ships, and take it over to China, where they can use it to manufacture our other materials they're stealing, our other raw resources they're stealing, and then they can come back and trade us some trinkets for, well, you know, some more big hunks of land so they can just keep this thing perpetually going as the United States merges with China. And the next time you turn around, you're going to be a Chinese coolie. You'll be like, oh, I'm not a Chinese guy. I can't even. You better learn Mandarin Chinese so you can kowtow properly. The world's largest energy user is struggling with a winter natural gas shortage after demand surged this year amid President Jinping's fight against smog, which was focused on cutting the use of coal in favor of the cleaner burning fuel. And they could burn anything they want. They've got our industry, they've got our resources, they've got our freaking wealth. China's rising need has helped push spot LNG prices to $10.90 per million, is what it says, British thermal units, the highest in 3 years, according to industry publications, World Gas Intelligence. You know what? You and me are competing with that Chinese market for our own goddamn gas. Oh, that Chinaman over there, he can buy 50,000 metric tons of it, and you're only buying, you know, 20 pounds. So I guess, well, you're going to have to pay a way bigger price per pound than the Chinaman over there for your natural resources. Increasing U.S. oil and gas supplies to China has been a goal for President Donald Trump's administration. Well, I'm sure it is. The son of a bitch has how many 13 trademarks over there? And to have a trademark over in China, you have to be a card-carrying communist. Make no mistake about it. He wants that gas over there to fuel, so that he can fuel his factories over there, so that his Chinese slave laborers can produce product out of our raw materials being shipped over to China. I'm sure that's exactly what old Donald Trump wants. With energy dominating the $250 billion in deals unveiled between the countries. No, that's the merger. This is the merger, and when it merges, he has everything's groovy. Because we're all going to be international communists, and Trump, he's going to have a foothold over in Asia, and he's going to have a foothold here, and young Barron is going to be a real Barron. And you're going to have to avert your eyes when you walk by young Barron. Don't look at him. Or Ivanka. Or Trump Jr. Those include agreements between, here we go, Chinery Energy Incorporated, and China National Petroleum Corporation. That's Chinese government. Chinese government, as well as China Petrochemical Company. Chinese government. Chinese Communist government, known as Singapore Group, and Alaska Gasoline Development Corporation. Neither of them. See, they talk about in the first article, you know, talking about all the wealth. I mean, God almighty, we just got damn money here everywhere. They're selling our natural resources. It's piles of money and bill, all this goddamn money. We don't have no money to really pump that natural gas out of that. Well, you know, when you pump natural gas, you're pumping the oil. You're pumping it all out. We just can't. We don't have that. And we're going to have to open that wilderness up because we're poor. We're poor.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, go ahead, brother.
Hey, I got a question. It's a little bit off the subject. And I hear you say this all the time, but I don't really know what you mean by it. When you say they do things in the color of law, what do you mean by that?
Okay. Let's say that they write you a traffic ticket. Okay, and they say, well, I've written you this citation, and this is an order to appear before this court on January 2nd, and at 4 p.m., you be here or you be found in contempt. Now, they have not followed the law. The only way you can be brought into that court is to, you know, for in the common law, you have to have your process, you know, where you have to, somebody has to file a complaint against you. A real person has to file a complaint against you for a damage. They have to show where you've damaged something or you've committed a civil crime. And then before they can try to make you pay. But what they're coming right up is laying a bill of lading on you and telling you if you don't show up, then they're going to come and arrest you. See, all of this is called color of law. It's not law. It is. I got a badge, and I have this paper here where I said that you had to be to court, and you weren't there, so I got to arrest you now. That's color of law, because it ain't real law. It has no authority. And I mean, people used to understand this. Color of law was, I mean, in a lawsuit over the years, I mean, that is a very used term. It's when you act without authority, Dion. You don't truly have authority. You're acting you're acting as a corporation, because that's what these police forces really are. They're little corporations. And it's the difference between the English common law that we were promised. We're guaranteed. English common law is public law for private purposes. That simple. What we got going here is called Roman civil law. Roman civil law is private policy. We did that there with Disney. Private policy, that's color of law. Private policy being enforced is public law. That is Roman civil law. It is the merchant's law. It is the merchants own everything and they make the law. It is the merchants make everything, they make the law, and you're a piece of property that they control. I hope that explains it. All right. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Till then, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio, coming right up behind us here. And, man, you know, Jesus, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you, brother. And that is The Word from the Trenches.